I don't know of topics that get more important and more fundamental than the purpose of life. The Ramchal writes, even in the beginning of Sefer Derech Haim, the Ramchal writes there that the first question any person should really be dealing with is the question of why God created the world and what exactly our purpose in this world is. Those are really two separate questions of why God created the world and what our purpose is. We will connect them a bit going forward, but the major question that we are dealing with today is the purpose of life. We're going to have three sections of the shiur. There's going to be a hakdama to give some context to what's going on. We're going to secondly develop what the Ramchal's approach is. The third thing that we're going to do is discuss some of the implications of the Ramchal's approach, how exactly that is supposed to inform how we go about living our lives. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem and B'li Neder, we will talk about the approaches of other thinkers. Today is a pretty heavy on Ramchal. Next week, we will talk about various perspectives found amongst different Rishonim and Achronim as to what our purpose in life really is. But let's get going. 3 points in the Hakdama. Number one. If you look in the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, so the Ramchal's whole sefer Misiyas Yesharim is based on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, how exactly you achieve a certain point, a certain place in Kedusha and holiness. And there we go with different midos. It's Torah, it's maybe Lidei, which is maybe Lidei, Zrizas. What the Ramchal does before he starts is he first has section number one, the first parak of the Ramchal, is the Bir Klal Chovas HaAdam Ba'olamo. Prior to any discussion about individual midos, the Ramchal understands that a person first has to have clarity as to what their purpose in this world is. The assumption of the Ramchal being, and it's true in so many other areas of life, that instead of just going through working on individual things here and individual things there, that to truly achieve success, you have to have a larger focus and a larger sense of direction. Where exactly am I going? What is really the purpose? And if I get what the purpose is, so then all the things I subsequently do, all the zahiras and all the zrizas, it attains a different kind of meaning, and it leads me in a different direction. Mashal Mahadevar Domeh, a person that learns Bikiyas and learns all the blot of Bikiyas, but doesn't really know why they're learning Bikiyas or what the purpose of learning Bikiyas is, will be nowhere near as successful in their Lima long term as someone who knows. So what's the purpose of it? Why am I doing this? And then as I'm working on it, I have that in mind, I'm going to be more focused and I'll be more successful. So the first thing to note, the Ramchal is telling us what is the purpose of all of it. The Ramchal in many places in his Sfarim relates it, we quoted from the Derech Haim a minute ago, that this is for the Ramchal a starting point for a lot of Avodas Hashem. In the Sefer Derech Hashem, the Ramchal talks about it also, and Das Tevunos also. And again, many of his writings, this is a major topic. Point two by way of introduction. The phrase, Chovas Ha'adam Be'olamo, is an important one. Your obligation, Be'olamo. Each person in his world. If you look in source number, I'm sorry, it's a bit out of order. If you look in source number six, Uvo Sidbach, one of the Perushim on Mesiyas Yesharim, points out it's an interesting diyuk. It's not Chovas Ha'adam Be'olam Hazeh, our purpose, our obligation in this world. It's each person's obligation in his world. What the Ramchal conveys here, and he points out, the Ramchal explicitly writes in Derech Hashem, is that each person, while he's going to speak in generalities about what our general obligation is, each person has his own world, and each person has his own challenges. It's your chova in your world, not one general sense of obligation, but the challenges that each individual will have will be different. We are all in unique circumstances. What the Ramchal is going to do for us, is clarify, broadly speaking, what are we trying to accomplish. But how exactly it interacts for each individual may be different. Second point of introduction. The third, when the Ramchal is trying to explain what the purpose of life is, so we need to know, what would I have thought? We'll see his approach in a second, but what's he responding to? What did people think before the Ramchal as far as the purpose of life? So that we'll see next week as far as other thinkers. But the approach the Ramchal seems to be rejecting is one found in, this, in Maimar Vikuach, in the Ramchal's Maimar Vikuach. There he gives us, again, in source number one, a different perspective on what I would have thought the purpose of life is. He says, you know what you probably would have done? He's not responding to people who are, you know, straight-up heretics and reject everything. Saying good from people could have had a misunderstanding as to the purpose of life. You look up and you look at the world. God created a lot of wonderful things in this world. He created a lot of avenues in which a person could derive pleasure. He created a lot of places that are exceptionally beautiful. And I could have thought, says the Ramchal, that why would God put me in this world if not to try and derive pleasure from all of the things that he created? If he didn't want me to go and see those places and go and have that pleasure, so why would he put me here? We're not talking about someone who's a heretic. The Ramchal said this is a person who keeps Torah and mitzvot. But he views Torah and mitzvot, where the Ramchal writes at the end, Torah and mitzvot are a way of sort of keeping me somewhat in track. It's a way of keeping me safe and making sure that I stay a bit focused. It's like levushim mipnei hatzina. It's like clothes to protect me from the cold, and it's like a house to protect me from the rain. Kena mitzvot l'sidur medinasa umasa. That maybe what it's thought I have to do mitzvot, but mitzvot aren't what it's really all about. Mitzvot are a way of keeping me more or less on track, keeping me to be a good person and to be developed. But the real purpose of life is being out there in the world and deriving pleasure from all the things that God created. Otherwise, why would God create the world if not for me to benefit from it? And that's the approach I would have had, and we'll see next week if anyone does have that approach. But that's where the Ramchal's coming to, he's coming to exclude when he develops his own idea. So we have so far as follows. Step one, the Ramchal teaching us. You want to be successful in Baruch Hashem, and this is true for so many other areas of life. Be clear on the goal. What is the purpose of all of it? If I know what the purpose is, it'll inform all of my development, all of my midos, in a different way. If I know why I'm in yeshiva, if I know why I'm learning, I will just learn in a bit of a different way. It'll be a higher quality learning. I'll live in a more with a life which is a bit more purposeful. The second thing, ba'olamo, there's no presumption everyone here has the exact same challenges. Everyone has unique challenges, but still we can get a broad enough idea that can be relevant to everybody. And the third idea, some people have the mistaken impression, says the Ramchal, that the real purpose of life is to benefit from the world. Torah mitzvot are there, but they play a little bit of a secondary purpose. They're there to sort of protect us, but they're not what life is all about. So comes along the Ramchal, part number two of Shir today, and the Ramchal tells us what is the purpose of life. This is one of the more famous prakim written in a very, very long time. This is well known. We're going to talk about, we'll try and read it and have some diukim and talk about, you know, maybe what it, what he's saying and what he's not saying. But this is very, very fundamental. And it makes us think in the Hadzama when Ramchal writes, I'm not telling you any chidushim. So I'm not, it's not necessarily a chidish, but it is certainly something that is not, maybe not so obvious. He opens up like this. Yisod HaChassidus V'Shoresh HaAvoda. He opens up, as did many other authors of Sfarim, Rosh Tevos Yud Kei Vav Kei. Name of Hashem is there in the beginning. Yisod HaChassidus V'Shoresh HaAvoda. Rav Wolbe happens to point out, before we even get to his real idea, that there are two ideas here. Yisod and Shoresh. Rav Wolbe in Ziyo Binyan Bechinach. There are two ways that we grow. There's a Yisod. There are things that we actively build, and that you build a solid foundation, and you're constantly working and building and growing. And then there's shoresh, like a plant. Something gets planted, it grows on its own. That people have to have both a sense of yisod, I'm actively building, and also a healthy sense of sprouting, a healthy sense of own personal development as we go forward. And the goal is being able to balance those two things, actively building and trying to change myself and to grow, while also wanting my own individual talents, my own individual meanings, to be able to continue to develop. So what is the purpose of this world? Says the Ramchal as follows. V'hine, ma'asor reinu chachomenu zechonim levrachahu. What Chazal tell us is, he's claiming it's not really his church, comes from Chazal, and I'll quote Ma'amari Chazal about this. She'adam lo nivra el lehisanig al Hashem v'lehanos miziv shkinasem. Who wrote a song to those words? Oh my God. The Chazal tell us that a person is created l'his'anig al Hashem. We are created in order to derive pleasure from Hashem. V'lehanos miziv shchinaso, and to benefit from the splendor of His shchina. Shezeu atanuk ha'amiti va'idun ha'gadol b'kol ha'idonim she'echol nihimatze. First step in the Ramchal's approach, the reason why we are created is in order to get the ultimate pleasure, which is to be close to God. To be close to God. That is the real reason why we are created. Where do we get that pleasure? That's step two. We get that pleasure in Olam Haba. In this world, it's not happening. In Olam Haba, that's where we really get the unbelievable pleasure of being close to God. Step three for the Ramchal. I want to get pleasure, and it's in Olam Haba. What's the purpose of Olam Haza? Olam Haza is the step before. It is the chamber, the room right before I enter. And depending on how good of a job I do in this world, that is how much pleasure I get in the next. That's the Ramchal. The goal of life is to get pleasure. Pleasure, the real pleasure is, not from experiencing the world, but from Ribono Sha'olam, being close to Him. You can only really get that in Olam Haba. The purpose in this world is doing a good enough job that you are able to derive pleasure, that you are able to be in a position to derive pleasure la'asad lafa. That is the Ramchal's approach in short. What about a couple ideas of Ramchal? Okay. First of all, that idea seems to be incredibly selfish. It seems to be incredibly lo lishma. Life is all about getting schar and olam haba. Life is all about deriving pleasure. That seems to be, again, a selfish idea. That seems to be one which is all pleasure-seeking. So many of the, if you look in like the Bali Musar, so many talk about not having typhus, not having these desires for pleasure and things like that, but focusing on something else. What the Ramchal seems to be teaching us is that ultimately our real desire, our real purpose is to get pleasure. That's what it's really all about. A bit of a chiddush. We'll have to understand how that works.
But it's not like gashmi, so...
Exactly. It's not physical, but certainly on the lishma, shalol lishma level, it's more focused on schar, and let's say the simple pshat in the beginning of Avos, we talk about being mishamish rav in a shalom manasa kabal pras, seems to the Ramchal that the real function is kabbalas pras, la'asad lavo. Seems like that's at least, but you're right, it is less physical. We'll talk about how it exactly works in a minute, but that's...
To be mechayeg between the
certainly
two.
Can, and we will.
And also, it could be that you should be doing it, but it's not here, which means you'll get more schar.
Okay, certainly could be. But again, it plays up the world of schar for the Ramchal gets emphasized. To understand the Ramchal better, if we know his other writings, we'll have more insight into exactly what he is saying. If you look in Derech Hashem in source number 3, to understand the Ramchal Mesil Shtarim is being precise. Chovas ha'adam ba'olama. He's talking about what our obligation is. That is not the whole picture. To understand the whole picture, we have to take a step back and understand why, what the purpose of creation is for the Ramchal. And if you understand what the purpose of creation is, you will gain new insight into what the Ramchal really means by Chovas ha'adam ba'olama. In Derech Hashem, he has an idea like this. In Das Tfunos, the Chaim Friedlander, who put out one of the Sifti Chaim, in addition to Das Tfunos, clarifies a lot of this, and it is very, very helpful. Why did God create the world? Look over, that's the first question. There are a lot of different understandings to why He created the world. In the Ramchal's writings, you find at least 3 different ideas as to why He created the world. What seems to be, at least according to many, the dominant approach in the Ramchal is the following. Look here. Hine tachlis habriya, the purpose of creation, haya lehetiv mituvo yisbarach shmo lezulasa. The world is created so that God can give over His good to others. God created the world because He is good and he wants to share that with others. But the Ramchal writes as follows. The only thing in this world that is really shalim, the only thing that is really complete is God. The only thing that is really good in this world is God. So on the one hand, only God is really good. Only God is really shalim. So how is he able to give over good to others? What does that mean to give over good to people? Only God is truly good. So the way that God creates the world is as follows. He wants to give over. And there's some like theological tricking things here as far as God wanting and things like that. But we'll view it from our perspective at least. He wants to give over good. But because he's the only thing, that which is most shalom and most good is God. So what's the best way for him to give over good? By making people close to him. The closer you are to God, that is the only way that you can really experience good, real pleasure, real shlemus, real quality. The only way you can really get it is by being closer to God. So Ramchal says the purpose of creation is in order to give over, for God to give over good. But the best way to give over good, because real good, close to the source is God, the best way to get good is to be close to God. The purpose of our avoda, therefore, is, and this is where it's the same thing as in terms of how Ramchal Masil Shasharim. If you look at it here, real good is only found in God. God wants to give over good, but only he is really good. So the only way we can experience real pleasure and the real goodness of God is by being close to him. And however much we work in this world through kiyum mitzvos, through Talmud Torah, etc., we place ourselves in a position where now we can be the recipients of his good. What the Ramchal clarifies for us here, and this is source number 5, Chaim Friedlander, that's what he points out, is that it's not a selfish idea. The desire for pleasure, so Mesiyas Yisharim, we're talking about what our chova is in this world. What's our real obligation? But it's not selfish. Why is it not selfish? Because it's really about being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. Why? It's about God's will. Why did God create the world? To give over good to us. So what's our job? Our job is to put ourselves in the best position possible to receive that good. But ultimately, it's not about me wanting pleasure. It's not about me, shelo lishma, wanting schar. It's about me trying to put myself in a position so that the Ratzon Hashem can be fulfilled in the best possible way. It's putting myself somewhere so I can receive the good from God. It's not selfish. It's not pleasure-seeking in the narrow sense. As far as my avoda goes, that's what I'm being geared to. That's what I'm supposed to do. Mesiyas Sharm. I'm building so I can get all that pleasure. But why am I doing that? That goes back to God. The world's created for him to give good. The only way I can really get good is when I am near him and close to him. So my real kavana, the omek kavana that I'm supposed to have is when I'm serving Ribono Sha'olam, I want to be close to you. And it's amazing to be close to you. And Hashem, ultimately, that's why you created, that's the purpose of the world, and that's what you want to give over to me. How are we doing? 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, open questions. Yeah. Because for the Ramchal, the purpose of Olam Hazeh is in order for us to put ourselves in a position to earn that Tov. You may want to ask a question, if it's just about giving over Tov, yeah, why commitment? That is an important question. We're not talking about it now. That's an important question as far as the creation of Tov. Meaning, it's certainly, yeah, it's a very important question. We're not going to deal with that now as much. But, yeah. Okay. There's a bit of a kinach here in Beloved Mishnah Evan, source number 8. He has a little bit of a wild idea. I really think it's, I'm putting some parentheses, and you can take it or leave it. I would be very, very hesitant taking it. But he thinks that it's not really the Pshat in the Ramchal. This is one level for the Ramchal. To be ne'ne miziv shchinasa. To bask in God's presence. He thinks there's a higher level in the Ramchal. He thinks if you read closely in the Ramchal, you'll see that there's something else. And that is, you look in the second paragraph, verse number 2. Kshishtaka v'davar tirek yashen es amiti v'rak ha'dvekes bo yisbarach. The beloved Shnevda writes, anyone ever learned his farm? Ever learned beloved Shnevda? So he is a Eil Mavadu, and Dvekas is very, very big for him. For him, God is everywhere in a real way. And for him, the way he understands it, the real level, okay, level number one is just basking God's Shechina. But he thinks there's a higher Madrega, which is not just to be very, very close to God, but it's to actually have 100% complete Dvekas with God. To totally lose myself in Ribono Sha'olam. That is a theologically wild idea. That is something which is certainly not supported by the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, I don't think, and not necessarily understood according to it. Not had Nefesh HaChaim understand it, I don't think Baal Chaim understand it like that. But he has a very intense form of Dvekas, which he thinks that we are building towards, not just being close to God, but in a certain sense, totally losing our identity within the Ribono Sha'olam and realizing that God is everywhere and that God is totally in control. But that's a closed parenthesis as far as he understands it. We're not going to work with that as much. We have so far finished the first two parts of this year. Number one, the Hakdama, why we're trying to gain clarity. Olamo, what I would have thought. And now we saw Ikaron, the Ramchal's idea. And we pointed out that while initially it seems to be pleasure-seeking, it seems to be very selfish, in truth it's about putting myself in a position to fulfill Ratzon Hashem in terms of what the Ribono Sha'olam really wants. Yeah. I think he disagrees with extreme hispatlos. There's always a distinction between us and God. The Nivra is always the Nivra. That's why I think in Derech Hashem he emphasizes that, again, Livro Mishi and Nemba Tubis Bar Shemo, but also Derech Efsar Shiena, but he talks a lot about how there's still going to be a difference. If you look in like Bavavi Mishkan Evna, his line here, that there's a Madrega higher than Tanag El Hashem and Nemba Tubis Bar Shemo, so that's Madrega Tubikis Bo Yisbarach. Not just Tanag El Hashem, but and not being at all separate from God. Hamadrega Eliona, he dvegas bo yisbar shemol, this chelek mimenu mamish, to be part of God. That is a that is not at all simple, let's say. Okay.
Are there others that say that?
That extreme? That's not how. In Kabbalah, you have writings like that, then you do have an indication of that.
So
I think Tanya is not there, I think. Kind of a bit hugging the king. I don't know what that means you become part of. Meaning, as opposed to Nefesh HaChaim, that the Dvekas becomes, you know, manifests itself through doing things like Hashem, or you know, even like in the Ramak, in Talmud Torah, but it's not that you, for the Baal Tanya, you can get close to Hashem. But I don't know if it's Akad Kach. I'm not sure. Again, you do have something that it's Akad Kach, that you become Bo Yisbarach, that you are just a Chilek Eloka. It's not that it's Chilek Eloka Mimal in your Hashem. Okay, what are implications of this approach? Four implications of the approach of the Ramchal. Four different ideas. I'll first note one of the things that emerged in the Ramchal. One, the realm of Olam Hazeh. Further Ramchal, his perspective on Olam Hazeh is just a corridor. It is just a step before. We don't emphasize Olam Hazeh that much. We are very, very focused on Olam Haba. That stam is important because in the realm of Machshava, we spoke a couple of years ago in Nefesh HaChaim, in the realm of Machshava, how much we play up Olam Haba, it is missing from Chumash, at least explicitly. Whereas for the Ramchal, that is the main idea, focusing on Olam Haba, it's not clear all Bali Machshava think that is supposed to be the defining characteristic of Baruch Hashem, as we will hopefully see next week. But what does it mean to be in Olam Haza now? What is Olam Hazeh? If Maimar Vikuach, he had that initial... There's so much beautiful stuff in this world. So what's the purpose of all the beauty in this world if it's all about mitzvos here going into Olam Hazeh? So the Ramchal has three steps in the Perek Aleph Masechta Sharim. Initially, he's not misyaches at all to the beauty of what's in Olam Hazeh. It's all about Torah and mitzvos getting ready. In his second step, if you look at the second paragraph, now when you look a little bit, So first approach the Ramchal, and some of us, these two approaches are radically different with significant implications. The first, says Ramchal, you know what I think Al-Hazah is? It's all one big test. Everything that looks good in this world, that is not Torah and mitzvos, is just a nisayon for you to overcome. That's what it all is. V'hine, look in this paragraph, the top second column. God put us in a place with a lot of things pulling us away from Torah mitzvot, physical pleasures, physical desires, and all of this is God dropped us in the middle of a battlefield, in the middle of a milchama, and all of these things, they are all tests for us. That is a very important idea as far as one approach on Olam Hazeh. That Olam Hazeh is essentially about. Olam Hazeh is essentially about don't get too involved. We now understand a world that embraces that idea is going to separate themselves tremendously from society. I'm going to become so insular. I don't want the nisyonos of the outside world. I don't want, even as far as like things like priesthood, I don't want Olam Hazeh at all. I don't want from Olam Hazeh. I don't want Olam Hazeh bichlal. The whole thing is in Isayim. The job here in this world is not focusing on Olam Hazeh at all. It's all about mitzvot here to get Olam Haba. But the Ramchal goes on to say, and he writes, V'yimtamik od v'inyan tira. If you go a little bit deeper, you realize that Olam Hazeh need not be just in Isayim, but Olam Hazeh is there for us to use as a means of elevating things towards Kedusha. They're there to uplift us to serve God better. They become part of Avodas Hashem. That the other things that are there, says the Ramchal, they're not just nisyonos. So whereas initially Damas Yachis to it, step two, they're only nisyonos. Step three, no, you can use them and you can elevate them. And the physical world, a lot of Kabbalistic, you know, Kabbalah Sa'ari kind of ideas here. There's a lot that you can find in this world and you can elevate. My goal for the Ramchal in the last stage is not rejecting Olam Hazeh, trying to overcome the nisyonos, but the deeper I look, the purpose of Olam Hazeh is trying to elevate things. It means that if I'm eating, if I'm engaged in any kind of activity, I'm trying to use this as a means of enhancing my Avodas Hashem. I don't have to run away from it.
Isn't that contradicting?
So as I'm saying, I think the first step he's saying is what you initially think. But he's saying when you look deeper, then you see this last idea. Meaning your first step would be, you know what, it's all in the Sayyam. When you look deeper, you see that really it can be used for you. Now, why does the Ramchal not just start out with the really deep point? Why does he take us through the process of first making us think it's an Isayim, and then telling us, and if you dig deeper, you'll see that you can use it? I think that's because the Ramchal is trying to highlight for us that even within the approach where we're trying to elevate Olam Hazeh, don't forget that parts of it are still an Isayim, and don't forget the fact that much of it can distance you from God. There's a degree, both of them on some level are accurate. There are nisyonos that are there, and everyone has those nisyonos, but the true way of relating to it, the deeper way of relating to it, isn't only viewing them as nisyonos, like some of them are, but trying to elevate those things. It's not necessarily as far as what you find like in Chassidus, which I'm not speaking right now, like Avoda Begashmias and things like that. But for the Ramchal, certainly part of it is trying to uplift it. So the first implication of the Ramchal's approach is how we relate to Olam Hazeh. We're focused on Olam Haba. Maybe I would think that it's all Nisyonos here, and maybe some of that is true, but there's a deeper level on which I can try and elevate it towards the Ribono Shel Olam. That's step one. Step two. Yes, sir.
You see though the Gra was like a big Talmud. I mean, I don't know if he didn't learn about it, but he was a big Talmud.
He was very much Mashiv, Mesil Shar.
Right. I mean, he said he would have went to learn.
Yeah, Mesil Shar, correct.
He didn't really take that approach.
I think if you, when we talk about Precious, if we get there, we will see that the Gra had a different Mahal from Precious. And the Gra, much as he was influenced, even with the world Musar, so much as the Gra is influenced by Mesil Shar, he is not the Ramchal. And he thought Mesil Shar was an incredible Musar Sefer. But the Gra differed from the Ramchal, somebody said, you know? Whether in the beginning of Mesil Shar, he dipped, you know, how much he dipped, things like that. But the Gra certainly is not, he's not called Kula Ramchal, as we'll see, hopefully, going forward a bit.
On that level.
Correct. Dipashlis. We'll see a little bit, talk more about the Gra, you know, we'll see a little bit more, but Dipashlis. Okay, second implication, the Ramchal writes explicitly here, it's the idea that we quoted in one of the Monday Night Shiurim, that he quotes, and the Ramchal, everything, because the purpose of existence is kol kulo, about getting ready for Olam Haba, everything for the Ramchal, like we have in Chovas HaLevavos, also recorded earlier in the week, everything is either good or bad. Everything is good or bad. Not necessarily mutter or usser, but at every moment, everything I do, I have to be asking myself, is this helping me more towards my goal, or is it not helping me towards my goal? If life is only about keeping halacha, so maybe there's situations when halacha is silent, when halacha is not going to be as clear. For the Ramchal, one implication of his idea, which he writes explicitly, is that we are all to have always cheshbon out. What I'm doing right now, is it contributing to the goal, or is it not contributing to the goal? And if it contributes to the goal, great, if not, not. We saw that according to Rav Kook and Ein Hayah, Rav Kook thinks the Ravid argues with this cloud. According to the Ravid, there is a middle category called Rishus. We have to talk about how, maybe next week a little bit, how he learns the purpose of this world, that there can be something called in-between. But according to the Ramchal... Complicated. But according to David Stav accepts it as a possibility. Let's go. I don't have to, whatever you're about to say, I didn't want to record. Now, that's why I just like mumbled as you were talking. But that's one of the gifts of Ramchal. It's all a question of good or bad. Ratzon Hashem is a defining characteristic. That comes up not only in halakhic context. The shaila of, if I can reference last night a bit, the shaila of, so do I miss, you know, do I go out or something like that, is not a question, it's not a halakhic question. But for the Ramchal, Avodas Hashem is not a halakhic question only. Oh, was I Yotzei Mechiyuv Talmud Torah, or was I not Yotzei Mechiyuv Talmud Torah? The question is asking myself before I make decisions in this world, what is Ratzon Hashem? I happen to think, at least for me in my own life, when I have to make decisions sometimes, and you have a hard time deciding what to do, there are times where if you ask yourself the question, if I asked God, what would He say? That suddenly the answer becomes very clear. That if we're thinking in terms of what's Ratzon Hashem, in different situations, that is a way of clarifying stuff. Now, when I first got married, it was a joke how, like, you know, my God and my wife's God were not necessarily always lined up on things like that. My God was a much more, like, benevolent and sweet and understanding God. My wife's God was much more of, like, a very intense and fiery God. But, you know, so sometimes, like, we're both, like, asking God, and, like, you know, my God's like, it's all good. And her God's like, absolutely not. But there is something to be said for asking that kind of a question. What is the way that we, you know, all moments, is it bring me closer, is it not bring me closer, is it helping me to achieve my goal of getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam? The third implication, the Ramchal points out here, the way that we are mekayim Torah and mitzvos in this world impacts how much we get in the next world. The Ramchal says, because that is so true, it is necessary, he writes, if you look in the last, in the second column, all the way at the bottom, once we know this is true, another implication of the Ramchal, we will now appreciate how important mitzvos are. This is our ticket to achieve what we're really here to do, which is to get pleasure in the next world. This is our ticket, Torah and mitzvos. We now realize how important they are. They are what bring us to real completeness. And he says, next underlying section, V'chol hefresh katan shimatzei b'emsayim, that what's going to happen? Hanola mikivat kulam kmoshak safi v'zebara. Says Ramchal as follows. Because it is so important what we do in this world, going back to our next world, and the way that we do Torah mitzvot that's buying us our tickets, says Ramchal, make sure that you are very mafid in diktuk b'halacha. You have to do things really right. It's not whether you have good kavana. No, God, but I have good intentions. It's not about whether you have good kavana or not, but for Ramchal, and kavana for Ramchal is important, but it's also about whether or not, tachlis, am I doing it the way I am supposed to do it? If I'm doing it the way I'm supposed to do it, I will become more shalem, I will get into Olam Haba and be nehneh miziv shechina, so I would have the tanuk ha'amiti. And if I don't, if I'm not as careful, my dikta b'halacha, if the way I daven is not really as precise as it should be, if the way I'm mekayim my mitzvah tefillin, I can have the best intentions in the world, but if they're placed here instead of here, so then that's not going to put me in the same kind of a position to experience the wonderful tov that can be there. The final implication, or final idea, which comes from the Ramchal, and again, we talk about the Ramchal quotes a lot of Mamari Chazal like this, and maybe next week we'll talk about how there are other Mamari Chazal. But even the Mishnah in Avos, that this world is a prose, there at Olam Haba, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, we should talk about Erev Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, the Gemara of Misachas Erev, and also, and Mashra and the Kabbalah start. But the last implication then, which is found in September 7th, Matl Zilber and Hashiram and Amasel Shah, the Stachiner, others point this out also, and it just, according to the Ramchal, the only place, it sounds like, according to the Ramchal, the only place where you can really get true pleasure and true dveikas is in Olam Haba. It's just a Pesach here. It's just an introduction. There really isn't, if we're just working all day waiting for that reward. Like the worker who is constantly working, waiting for that paycheck. Well, Matzah Zilber points out, as do others in both Shir Vav and Shir Zayin, and Shir Sharim, is the following. He points out that we do have things in this world, and now these things take on different meaning. Shabbos, for example, the Gemara tells in Brachos, Daf and Zayin, is Me'in Olam Haba. Shabbos is the Bechina of Olam Haba. What does it mean, Shabbos is the Bechina of Olam Haba? What function does Shabbos give us? So, what he says that one is just while the real ta'anug and the real pleasure is only in Olam Haba, we do get a bit of that on Shabbos. Shabbos, if done appropriately and done right, we get a taste of that Olam Haba. Not the same way, but if you have a really good Shabbos, if you ever just really connect on the Shabbos, so you can feel that pleasure a little bit. He points out by some of the tzaddikim that they write that tzaddiki emes can feel it in Olam Haza and even other contexts. That this level of the Vekas Ribbono Shel Olam, which the Ramchal describes in Olam Haba, certain people can really already feel in this world. In a certain sense, what the Ramchal does for us is the Ramchal highlights a model of Shechina and the Vekas Olam Haba, which is very, very important. And that comes with downplaying Olam Haza. But one of the things which we find in Chazal and we find in the writings of Bali Machshava is that we do have things even in this world that are me'ein olam haba, that do give us a taste of what that ta'anuk, of what that nehne miziv shechinaso, not to the same extent, but a little bit of what it could, of what it's like. A little bit of insight in terms of what that pleasure can be. I would suggest that part of the function of that may be as follows. It's very hard to go through life just focusing on a long-term reward. Feeling a sense of accomplishment and feeling a sense of growth is so helpful. One of the reasons why the Bechina that we had is something which is very, very helpful. It hopefully gives a certain sense of accomplishment. If I know something now, and it gives us, I can look back and say, okay, I did something well, I did, that's good. What we get here, if it's not, yeah, there's so much pleasure. If you work your whole life and you never taste it at all, it can be very, very hard. You still have to do it even if it's hard, but it can be very hard. And what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us through Shabbos, what tzaddikim who work so hard are maybe able to feel even more often, is a taste of that even in this world. A taste of that great spiritual feeling of what it means to be close to Hashem. And that kashrus language hopefully can give us chizuk as we go through Olam Haza, trying to work and trying to develop to feel a little bit of that closeness, that we can be able to continue to grow and to know what we're building towards. Ta'anug ha'amiti, and great pleasure. We spoke about today the Ramchal, Perek Aleph. Chovas ha'adam ba'olamo. For the Ramchal, knowing what the goal is informs how we go about doing the process, and that's true in so many other areas, as we mentioned. Olamo, we have different nisyonos. People have different worlds. We have different strengths and different talents and different challenges, and a lot of the how you navigate it is different. But ultimately, it's about trying to build ourselves for the Ramchal in this world, to get real tov in the next world. It's not selfish, It's what Hashem wants to do, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, to give over from his good. We're doing what Ribono Shel Olam really wants. And it certainly informs, one, how we relate to Olam Hazeh. Two, there's no middle ground for the Ramchal, it's good or bad. Three, Dikduk Bahalacha, I'm going to be more careful in how I do things, I want to get into Olam Haba in the best way possible. And the fourth idea, Ramchal, it's about Olam Haba, but just to know, we do have a little bit of Olam Haba here sometimes. We have a little bit of Olam Haba, we can feel that Shechina, we can feel that Dveikus with Hashem through so many other our mitzvos. And hopefully that can give us physic to go forward. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. If there are people that can help us, like, what's this called? Or Ezra, or never mind.